Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performance has dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. One would have thought that the drama of the recent elections ended with the Umkhonto we Sizwe party of former President Jacob Zuma surprising everyone to become the third biggest party as elected by you, the voter. Far from it. The surprises keep coming up nearly 3 weeks after we cast our votes. And these surprises range from strange to ludicrous. Let me mention a few of them. As you know, the MK party has gone to court to challenge the election results. It is not so much that the MKP claims to have been robbed of a clear two-thirds majority that left me choking on my African potato. It is the latest claim that the Independent Electoral Commission did not count a whopping 9 million ballots. You heard me right, 9 million. If the MKP is right, every one of the 27 million people who registered to vote duly did. And wait for it, just about 15 million of them voted MKP. Not exactly a two-thirds majority, but then again, who's counting?
Our membership figures stood at 769,820.
Hot on the heels of this dramatic revelation was a carnival hosted by the MKP last Sunday, which they billed as a media conference. It started late, very late, which is not unusual. Even more unusual was how the room was full of people you wouldn't ordinarily call journalists. They cheered, ululated, and almost gyrated when the star of the show, Zuma, took to the mic and gave a one-hour tirade about everything under the sun. This was after his official statement was read on his behalf by the country's latest political sensation, Nhlamulo Ndlela. I wonder why all these years the ANC never thought of this tactic. It is no secret JZ has a dislike for prepared speeches. In the room, among many other surprises, was one Colleen Makubele. Remember her? Yes, the leader of the South African Rainbow Alliance, who was in this studio 3 weeks before elections. In this very studio, she made bold promises, including the fact that Sarah was going to revive the gay policy of Thabo Mbeki to reignite the economy and entice investors back into our country. Well, only 12,000 odd of you voted for her. Colleen Makubele did not cross the line into the National Assembly. And now she's throwing her baby Sarah out of the gay water. To hell with the investors and the markets, because she has suddenly remembered that Zuma is the Moses that will deliver South Africans from bondage. And then there was the party of Robert Sobukwe, the Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania. One minute they joined the so-called coalition of the progressives that included everyone excluded from the rather exaggerated government of national unity. And the very next, the PAC announced that it will be lending its weight behind the GNU to influence policy, especially for land reform. As it has been the case since 1960 when the party was banned, we don't know which PAC was speaking, but it doesn't matter. The PAC doesn't pack a punch anymore, if you'll excuse the pun. But the best was saved for last. It is titled The True History of Jacob Zuma by actor and hip-hop artist Zulu Boy. It is okay if you don't know who that is. Historians don't like the limelight. What they prefer is for their history to take center stage and speak for itself. The difference here is that Zulu Boy showed face and recreated history, hip-hopping through the lies. Zulu Boy took to the pod waves with a podcaster called Galaxy 220, and where he produced content from out of space. Stuff of the galaxy, if you ask me. Disclaimer, I do not know podcaster Galaxy, but in fairness, he does not know me either. In a space of 2 minutes and a millisecond, Zulu Boy took us on a rather astounding account of the prowess of Zuma. Stuff of legends like Spider-Man, Hagar the Horrible, and Batman combined. The history of Zuma, according to Zulu Boy, is, if nothing else, reason why Msholozi must come back to rule us. We are lucky to have him among us.
All I'll say to you is that Jacob Zuma was arrested at the age of 20.
Zulu Boy began his account of the history of the man from Nkandla. The red flag was raised immediately. Popular records, including Zuma's own records, show that he was arrested at 17, not 20. But I'm not going to pick her about 3 wasted years. No pun intended. Zulu Boy goes on to say that after his arrest, Zuma lived on Robben Island for 10 years. Personally, I would not have characterized his incarceration as living. That could feed into the conspiracy by many detractors of our struggle that our leaders had a good time at Robben Island, akin to Airbnb. And what exactly does Zulu Boy mean when he says Zuma was in prison, quote, with your Nelson Mandelas, close quote? It's like saying at the Last Supper, there were guys like Peter, Matthew, John the Baptist, and your Jesus Christ. So according to Zulu Boy, the poster boy image of Mandela is a figment of our imagination. The likes of him were in the company of Zuma. Our Zulu Boy was not done yet. He was just warming up.
Got the mandate and then went after his 10-year sentence to be accredited as the head of Umkhonto weSizwe by Joe Slovo.
Yes, sir.
Guys, forget people like Joe Slovo himself and the former defense minister, Joe Modise. It was JZ who became the head of MK. No, not MK the party. MK the former military wing of the ANC. And Zuma got accreditation for it. I wonder if this came with a provision for a plus one or two or five.
He then hit the ground running in Angola in an operation called Operation Quito Carnaval, where he was welcomed by Fidel Castro from Cuba and Che Guevara from Cuba. Ababa Masosha Behele Latin at that time.
Our hip-hop star continued. Now, I must tell you, this is the part that got many people hot under the collar. The Battle of Quito Carnaval, according to Zulu Boy, took place in 1987, 20 years after the death of Che Guevara. There is no way in hell that Che would have participated in that battle, even if by any chance he had been buried there. Also, why would Fidel Castro be in exile in Angola when he was already president of Cuba from 1959? Yet, before you get excited, Zulu Boy never said Fidel Castro. He referred to Fidel Castro, who my sources inform me was Fidel's stepbrother from a mother his father never even met, let alone slept with. By the way, at this point, our podcaster from the galaxy was spellbound. He couldn't believe how lucky he was to have Zulu Boy in his studio giving him this exclusive manure. Realizing that his host was spellbound and would at that point feed off any of his orifices. Zulu boy upped the ante.
So this American plane landed in a military base, Yomkhonto weSizwe in Angola.
Now you know, American stupidity was not born with George W. Bush. That country was always stupid. How dare they land in the military base of the fearsome Mkhonto weSizwe, the same MK that liberated Cuba? But land they did. And who else but Jay-Z to deal with this slight irritation and miscalculation? And by the way, why did no one ever tell us that the ANC were not only given a camp by the Angolans, but that they also had added a landing strip on it just in case anyone wanted to visit? And then it moves from amazing to brave and then legendary.
So Operation Kito Carnaval, President Jacob Zuma's first operation when he left Robben Island in Angola with Fidel Castro and Che Guevara, was ambushing this plane when it lands. They ambushed the plane when the plane landed. President Jacob Zuma opened the door, looked inside, and saw 260 scared white South Africans of this country in Angola who thought they were going to target practice. President Jacob Zuma then wrote a letter saying, "We will fight soldiers, not young boys." Put it in the plane, fueled that plane, and sent it back to South Africa without a hair of those white boys being touched.
Zuma did what? Opened the door from the outside of this American plane, then refueled it? Where did he get the money to refuel the plane? I mean, there is no way the Guptas were around at that time. But who's to say? I mean, if Castro could be in exile while governing Cuba, so can the Guptas be present in Angola before they were even teenagers. And then Zuma wrote a letter. I don't know which of these assertions I find more treasonous. What I think, though, does not matter. Zulu boy has spoken, and thousands of people believe this remake of history. And as Jay-Z himself once said,
"I had to give a history of this country, and the history is history. History has chapters, painful chapters, wonderful chapters. But it is history."
But even in his generosity towards his homeboy, our Jacob Zuma is a man of integrity, honor, and truth. Upon hearing this podcast, he quickly issued a statement to set the record straight.
"Well, I know nothing about this matter. No, I've got no idea what's happening here. Well, it's difficult to have a comment because I don't know why even that statement was made."
So there you have it, Zulu boy. Even your comic strip hero does not believe in the supernatural powers you give to him in your latest release. Thank you for listening to this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Or better still, let me be your MC, keynote speaker, or facilitator at your next event. It is the only thing I can do better than satire and sarcasm. From me, Rams Mabote, good night and God bless.